Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
You're talking to Sharika Johnson.
Hi, Sharika. I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay, good. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming by speaking to you, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, very good. And then have you already gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then were you or someone you know diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, me.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And do you know by chance what subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you had? There's roughly 60 different subtypes.
I had marginal zone.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Marginal zone.
Marginal
B-cell?
Zone. B-cell. Okay, I see. Yeah. Nodal marginal zone B-cell lymphoma. Okay, very good. And again, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Before I go any further, I do need to confirm, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. All right. And then this is the only diagnosis, and I'm assuming you are an adult over age of 18, so you could file a claim on your own behalf?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get the approximate date of your diagnosis?
I would say the first the diagnosis, let me think. The third week of December 2016.
2016, the third week, December 2016.
Yeah.
That would be like Christmas, right around Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Do you recall if it was before Christmas or after Christmas?
I think before Christmas, a little bit before Christmas.
Okay, so
a couple of days before Christmas.
Let's say December 21st as an approximate date.
Yes, possibly.
Okay, and that was in the year 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, so for approximate date of diagnosis, we're going to put December 21st, 2016. Okay. And then how did you, and then you, of course, you are, this is a living case. You are alive, and the diagnosis was made after 2005 up to present date, between 2005 and present date. How did you use the product? Did you use it in a home setting, a work setting, or a combination of both?
For residential purposes.
Okay, so is that your home? Could you provide me the address to your residence where you used it at?
Yes, 3804 Washington Street, Gary, Indiana, 46408.
Okay, I found that. Okay. And is that where you presently live today?
Yes.
Okay. 3804 Washington Street. That's in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
46408. All right, this next question. Is there any other person that you know that used Roundup in the past and was also diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in the year 2016, December 21st to be exact, at that time, were you over the age of 18 and under the age of
79? Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, no problem. I'm the same way.
I had to think of my age.
And no problem. I'd understand. If the law firm asked for a copy of your birth certificate, could you provide the firm with your birth certificate?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then what is your best estimate for the number of years you've used Roundup?
Six.
6 years. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And then did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 6 year period?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the number that I'm speaking to you on, this area code 312-320-1240, is this your smartphone that I'm speaking to you on or is it a landline?
Yeah.
It's a smartphone?
My smartphone.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I'll be able to, if you meet the criteria, what you can expect is I will send you a text message with a link to the authorization for legal representation, as well as authorization to release medical records. Obviously, the law firm is going to need those two things to work on your case.
Okay.
And again, that will be towards the end of our call. And then once we finish signing, we'll be done. I'm going to confirm you are a citizen of the United States as well as a resident.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask now if you have any of these illnesses ever in the past, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B. Any of those illnesses?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. And then have you had an organ transplant in the past?
No.
Have you required chemotherapy for a cancer treatment other than for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. No, for the time being. And then, regrettably, you used Roundup and your harm or your injury would have been non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now I'll be gathering information about you. Can you spell out your first name for me, please?
Yes, it's C as in cat, H-A-R-I, T as in Tom, H-A, last name
okay.
Johnson.
Is that J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Yes, sir.
And do you pronounce it Charitha?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, sure. Thank you. C-H-A-R-I-T-H-A. And what is your middle initial?
A.
A as in Ann?
A as in apple, yes. A as in Ann, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Do you have a suffix to your name? Probably not, but junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Oh, no.
Okay. And your gender is female?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your marital status, please?
Single.
Okay, thank you. And the law firm, I mentioned the authorization to release medical records. The law firm obviously is going to need to put the social security number on that to present to the hospital or doctor. Uh-huh. Can I get your full social, please?
Yes, it's 343-722-331.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct, so it's important. 343-722-331.
Yes.
Okay. And your date of birth, please.
4/8/83.
That would be April 8th, 1983?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? How did you first learn that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from an exposure to Roundup?
I was facing like, I had some complications. I had like skin reactions. My nose was bleeding. Mm-hmm. I would have breathing problems. Then I started losing weight. So I figured it was something.
Well, the question more, I understand that would be that those would be the observations you had about your health that might have indicated something's wrong. But the nature of the question is when did you realize that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup, the product? Did you learn that from maybe a TV advertisement, radio, or online advertisement?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, I seen it on television.
Yeah, I seen it on television. Okay. How
on
long
the internet,
ago did you,
yeah, TV, yeah.
TV and online advertisements? And how long ago do you recall seeing that advertisement that connected your injury to the Roundup product? Your best guess or best estimate?
I think probably about this year.
Okay. Would you say what's your best guess for the month of within this year?
The beginning of the year.
Okay, so I can say January 1st of this year?
Yeah, you could say January, February ish. Yeah, I started thinking.
Okay. I'll put January of this year is when you learned the connection. Does that sound right? That would be the TV advertisements?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charitha. Can I get your weight, height, and weight, please?
My weight is 115. My height is 5. You want what it says on ID? I think it's the 5'4".
5'4"? Okay, that's fine. 5'4"
Yeah.
inches, weight 115. All right, and if
Yeah.
the forms that I'll have you sign today, I'll send you copies to your email address, but I will need your email address.
Okay. It's my first name, period, Johnson, 33, at yahoo.com.
Okay. Let me spell it out just to make sure I have it correct, okay? I have Charitha,
okay.
Charitha dot Johnson, Johnson, the number three at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and where do you got your phone number? 312-320-1240. Do you have an alternate number that you can be reached at?
I do. Let me pull it up for you.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
It's area code 219-292-5210. And that's a mobile.
Okay. It's area code 219-292-5210.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then so the primary phone number I'm speaking to you on today at this moment, it's your cell phone. I'm assuming the best time that you can be – I'm sorry, the best way that you can be reached would be by phone?
Yes.
Okay. If you meet the criteria and we do have you sign the paperwork today, it would appear that you – it would seem as if you're done getting signed up for this lawsuit to receive a settlement. But there is one final
okay.
step, and that's called a case verification call that will occur between you and a firm, a representative from the law firm. They do just want to hear from
okay.
you specifically that, yes, you did use Roundup. Yes, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And yes, from you, that it's okay to request medical records using the form that
okay.
we'll sign today. All right. What is the best time that you can be reached for this call? Would you prefer morning, afternoon, or evening?
Would it be today?
It would be between the 24 to 48 hours. In some cases, it can take longer, up to 10 business days or...
I'll say the morning.
The morning would be best. All right. Very good. All right.
Yeah, morning.
And Teresa, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your usage of Roundup. What is your best guess or your estimate for the number of times you've used Roundup within a year?
For the number of times I've
used
it?
Yes, correct. Within a year. So we know you used it roughly about 6 years, but what's your best guess for each of those years? How many times did you use it per year, do you think? Your best estimate, approximately.
A lot.
Well, we can break it down. Did you use it every month or every week?
Yes, I was about to tell you, yes, I use it every month.
Okay, and then how many times do you think, and did you use it every month in a year, or did you just use it seasonally?
Yes, every month. Yes, every month in a year.
Okay, and then what's your best estimate for the number of times you used it within a month?
Probably about twice, 2 to 3
okay.
times.
Okay, we'll just say 2 times on average, so 24 times per year.
Yeah.
2 times 20,
okay.
12 months in a year, 24. That sound about right, just as a rough estimate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and then when did you start spraying Roundup? What's the approximate date you started?
The first week of May 2010.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah.
So can we say like May 7th, 2010?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did you stop using Roundup?
The first week of December 2016.
Okay. So I can say December 7th, 2016?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a couple of weeks before your diagnosis, in other words.
Yeah.
And was there a reason you stopped using Roundup?
Yeah, I had some complications.
Okay. Started to experience health complications?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. But that's why we're on the phone together.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. The idea is to get justice in the form of compensation, financial compensation for the harm that was caused to you by the makers of the formula, Roundup formula, that did not
mm-hmm.
properly warn you that you could potentially develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma if you used the product for a prolonged period of time. And this question...
Yeah.
This next question, you already provided the answer. And the answer question is, when was it applied? And the answer would be monthly. You used it monthly?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how did you apply the product? Did you use a hand sprayer, or was it a backpack or a tractor with hoses?
No, it was a spray bottle. Yeah,
it was a spray bottle. Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Some gloves.
Okay, that's protective gear. And where did you apply it at home? And how big of an area was it applied?
Like around the front yard. And what was the other question? I'm sorry.
And then how big of an area was it applied? How big do you think that yard was, your estimate?
It's not that big. I can't even tell you like the feet wise. I would say
maybe
like
10 feet, 20 square feet.
You said like 50? That's what you're saying?
No. What's your best estimate for the number of feet or yards?
Feet wise, let me see. I'm not even really sure.
Okay, what's your best guess?
Probably about. Trying to think. Probably about.
Try picturing 8 feet. Try picturing a 6 foot person, you know, and then lay that person down.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah. So about 8 feet.
Okay. So approximately 8 square feet.
Yeah, about 8, 9, 10. It's pretty a long like strip, really.
Okay.
So I could say about 8 feet. 8 feet.
8 feet. Okay, very good. And then you used this product. Where were you? You were in Indiana. So it was in the state of Indiana that you used this product?
Yes.
Okay. And then you used it in a residential setting, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And then when you used Roundup, it was a direct exposure. In other words, you personally sprayed the product and you were present during its application 100% of the time? Okay.
Yes.
So what I put is directly exposed from home residential yard maintenance.
Yes.
That's how you were exposed to Roundup?
Yeah.
And then you
spray my yard.
Yes, indeed. And I can put directly exposed. You did personally spray it. You were present 100% of the time. Now, this next question is asking us to estimate the number of times you used Roundup, which would be an exposure, in your lifetime. How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, approximately, your best estimate?
During the time that I was using it, correct?
Yeah, this is in your own your lifetime. We can break down the math. You said you used it for about 2 times a month. There's 12 months in a year. That's
for 6 years. Yeah.
Maybe 150 times.
I was saying the same thing as you.
Okay, very good. We'll put 150 then.
Okay.
Do you live near a water well or get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, like benzene or Agent Orange for that matter?
Oh, no.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup product was used? Did you use the concentrate or premixed version?
I mixed with water.
I'm sorry?
I said I mixed it with water. It was mixed. I mixed with water.
Okay. So you had the concentrate version. You had to mix it and dilute it?
Yes.
Okay. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased?
At Home Depot.
Okay. Do you recall when you last purchased it? If you're unsure, that's understandable.
Okay, I'm unsure.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. This question pertains to any evidence of purchase. Do you happen to have any store receipts or credit card receipts or any pictures or videos that would document a purchase of Roundup?
No.
That's all right. Do you happen to have a bottle of Roundup in your possession?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's all right. All right, now I'm going to go back to asking you questions about yourself. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay, are you currently employed? And if so, could you provide me your employer's information?
Yes, it's Compass Group.
It's the Compass Group, okay.
Compass USA.
And where are
Yes.
they located at?
Oh, well, I work in Monee, Illinois.
In which town?
Monee, Monee, Illinois.
Okay, let me pull them up here. I have
I work at a Amazon ORD4.
I'm sorry. Where do we work at? I apologize.
Amazon ORD4.
Amazon ORD4?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You work for Amazon as well?
No. I'm contracted through Amazon. That's the place where I work at.
Oh, okay. I got it. You work for like a Amazon partner, a delivery
Yeah, I'm
partner?
contracted. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's called Compass. The your
Yes,
paychecks come
Compass
from
USA.
Compass? Compass USA?
Yes. Yeah.
But you're assigned to Amazon ORD4.
Yes.
Okay. And since you're at Amazon ORD4, that's at 25810 South Ridgeland Avenue. Okay. And that's in Monee, Illinois. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your title? Are you a driver there?
No, I'm not a driver. I'm a warehouse worker.
Warehouse, okay. All right. And then have you lost any time from work for any treatment of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay, that's good. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
A long time ago, so no.
Okay. You've never been convicted of a crime?
Yes,
Okay.
I have.
All right. That's all right. Can you just give me some rough ass an explanation for that crime, please? And how long ago was it?
Possession of controlled substance like 2007, 2008.
Geez, we're talking 23 years ago, or I'm sorry, 17 years ago. We'll say drug possession approximately 20 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Well, actually, you said 2007, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 17 years ago. About, I'm going to say approximately 17 years ago. Is that okay? Okay,
Yeah.
very good. All right, now I can transition to asking you questions about your medical diagnosis and your treatment. So we'll start with medical diagnosis. Do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yeah, his name was Herbert Fornelik. I can spell it. I can't
Yeah,
really say
thank you.
it. You want me to spell it?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's Fornalik.
Okay. And Doctor for Fornalik.
Yeah.
Okay, and where is he located?
Seven, you ready? 7950 West Jefferson Boulevard, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
You want that zip code?
No, that's not necessary. Let me see if I can find him. I found.
You
want to
know the name of the hospital?
I found a Dr. Hubert Fornalik. He's an oncology specialist in Goshen, Indiana.
No. I give you the name of the hospital.
Well, I mean, actually, I'm trying to. Does Dr. Hubert Fornalik, Fornalik,
yeah,
sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is when you receive this diagnosis, did you receive it in a hospital setting?
Yes.
And what was the name of the hospital that you received the diagnosis at?
Lutheran Hospital in Indiana.
Lutheran Hospital in Indiana? What city in Indiana?
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne? Okay. Would that be the hospital on 7950 West Jefferson Boulevard, Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Yes.
Okay. One second here. I'm actually entering this information, okay? Or it should give me a minute or two. All
right.
Okay, so just to confirm, if I understand this correctly, the doctor that diagnosed you was Dr. Hubert Fornalik, and he was affiliated with, where he diagnosed you was at Lutheran Hospital on Jefferson Boulevard in Fort Wayne, and that diagnosis all occurred in the hospital setting. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Very good. Thank you. Bear with me here. Let me enter this information. Now, was this Dr. Hubert Fornalik also responsible for overseeing your treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, just bear with me here. I'm just entering more information here, okay? Lutheran
okay.
Hospital. So I finished the diagnosing information. Now I'm just putting in the treatment hospital.
Okay.
And while I'm doing that, do you have any medical records in your possession that can confirm this diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, no, that's all at the hospital.
Okay. And you're confident that they do have them at the hospital or with your doctor?
Yes.
Good enough. Good. And then we did indicate that you were diagnosed on December 21st of 2016. Roughly when did you start treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Then I started treatment about let me think. The last week of December, 2016.
Okay, so are you saying like maybe after Christmas, a couple of days?
After Christmas, yeah. After Christmas.
Do you recall the day? Was it like the Christmas generally lands on the 25th? Would you say like the 27th?
I was about to say probably about the 27th. Yeah, 27, 28.
Okay. All right. So we started treatment December 27th. 2016 as a rough estimate. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then what did treatment entail? Did they have to do a stem cell transplant?
A stem cell? What do you mean?
Did they do a stem cell treatment? Did they treat you? What type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it
chemotherapy, radiation? And pain pills.
Okay. Did you have to have any surgery?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, so they were able to treat your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma by radiation as well as chemotherapy?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. And when you were getting treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, this chemotherapy and radiation, did you have to go through a cancer center for that treatment, or was it all done at the same place, Lutheran Hospital?
I went through IV.
I'm sorry?
I went through IV for chemo.
Can you spell that out for me?
IVY.
Is that, that is that like IV Cancer Center?
Yeah.
And that's in...
I'm sorry, yeah.
It's okay. That's in Fort Wayne?
Yep.
Okay. It's IVY?
Yeah.
There, let me see here. I do have an IV brain tumor center. Oh no, that's in Arizona.
Right. In Fort Wayne.
Do you know what street it's on?
I'm not really sure. I think it was like DuPont or something. DuPont.
Okay. Hello? I can't find a place with that address. I do have Ivy Tech Community College.
No.
Do you recall anything else in the name besides IVY?
I think it had a, like a, that's what I'm saying. I think it was like the street name was like DuPont, like D-U, not like point, D-U-P-O-N-T, like D-O-D-U-T-P-O-N-T Road, like DuPont Road or something.
Okay.
In Fort Wayne.
Do you know if they're still there?
I'm not sure.
Okay. We can skip that for the time being because I can't find Ivy to help to you know locate the business name.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, don't be. It's okay. All right, and then you did mention that you're currently living at this address. Bear with me here. I got to scroll up. You're still at 3804 West Washington, I mean, pardon me, Washington Street today? That's where you live today?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, all right. And then there's one question I did want to ask you. Actually, a few more questions I have to need to ask you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
How has it?
Yeah.
Well, I had cancer. So.
Aside from that, how is it? How has cancer impacted your life? Would you say negatively?
I'm sorry.
Would you say it negatively?
Very negatively.
Okay.
Very negatively. I felt weak all the time. I couldn't do too much. I had cancer. My throat hurt, all types of things. Just, it was just the worst. Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
So it put negatively impacted physical health. Would you also say it affected your emotional well-being?
Yes. Mentally, yes. Physically,
okay.
Yes.
And then
emotionally,
what about,
yes.
What about financially? Did it affect your financial stability?
Yes. I couldn't really, like, I actually was, like, doing, like, self-employment stuff, so I really couldn't do anything too much.
I'm sorry to hear that, Sharifa. Okay, so how we responded to this question, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? We stated negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial stability.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Okay. And then, all right, so the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. They typically only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, she doesn't live with me.
Okay.
You can contact... Dorothy Jennings, that's my aunt.
It's your aunt?
Aunt? Yes, my aunt.
Okay, thank you. That's Dorothy.
Yes.
Okay, last name Jennings, Jennings.
Yes.
She's your aunt. And how can she be reached? What's her phone number?
312-804-6458.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 312-804-6458.
Yes, right.
Okay, very good. And then we do have permission to contact her if it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay, Teretha, thank you for being very patient as I asked you a significant amount of questions. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. I will be sending you a text message in a few minutes. That text message will have a link to the legal, the form that authorizes legal representation, as well as authorizes a release for medical records that's going to be needed for the firm. It would appear that we're done because we've done this interview, you signed the forms, but I need to advise you again that there's just one final step that's remaining. That's when you speak to a representative of the law firm to confirm that you did use Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and that it's okay for that law firm to use that authorization to release medical records and submit it to your doctor or hospital for records. So just don't forget about that case verification call.
Okay,
before I send you the link for the forms to sign, I want to take a moment to verify what information I have. Unfortunately, you did use Roundup. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the date of diagnosis is approximately December 21st, 2016. Since you're filing a claim for yourself, your name is Charitha, Charitha. We confirmed that already. Middle initial A as in Ann or Alpha, Apple, and then last name Johnson. We've confirmed your social. We've confirmed your date of birth. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number, as well as an alternative number. Everything looks good. What I'll do now is I'll send you that link with the forms to sign. Have you ever done DocuSign before in the past?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this should go quick. Bear with me here.
Okay.
Again, after you and I finish signing it, we'll be done, but don't forget that there's that last step, which is the case verification call.
Okay.
Sorry for the silence. I'm just checking over my work, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Teretha, by now you should have received that text message.
Hold on.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
You sent this to the 312 number, correct?
I sent it to 312-320-1240, the number that is your smartphone that we confirmed already. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I should be getting it in a second.
Okay. Very good.
Not yet, but I guess it'll come in a second. Do you want me to let you know when I get it?
Yes, please. Yeah, because I'm going to walk you, make sure that we complete signing on this call.
Yeah, I don't have it yet.
Okay. Bear with me here. Let me take a look at something here.
Okay. Okay, nope, still don't have it.
Oh, interesting. Let me see here. Okay, just to confirm, it is area code 312-320-1240 is your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, Charitha A. Johnson. Let me try. Okay, I just now it should show up. Do you see it?
Okay, yes, I have it now.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I'm sorry for the delay.
It's okay. All right, I'm pulling it up now.
Thank you. You're gonna want to click
that.
Do
you agree?
Yep, yep, you know. Okay, good.
Okay. The envelope we sent you recognized this potential.
Yeah, so you're going to, yep.
Okay.
Agree to SMS messages. Then you'll see, please review and act on these documents with my name below it, John Maurer. Below that, you'll see a box that you'll need to put a check mark next to. That is agreeing to electronic records and signatures. That's actually how this program works. And then you can follow the yellow... You can follow the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start and ending with finish. And those navigation buttons will walk you through each page that needs an initial or a signature. And when you're done, you'll hit that yellow finish button and let me know when you've done so, okay?
All right. Okay, I am finished.
You are finished? Okay. Give me one moment. That was quick.
Yep.
Very good. And yes, I see that. I do see that you finished. Charitha, now I'm going to send you a text message from my direct phone number.
Okay.
Because I'd like you to have a record of who you spoke to. I'm the gentleman that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit with the idea of hopefully receiving a settlement from the makers of Roundup.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, good. And then, as you know, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm. It's Pulaski Kirker. And they should be reaching out to you, say, within the next 24 to 48 hours. And some occasions it can take longer due to caseload. So be patient. If you don't hear from them in 2 weeks, call me, okay? Let me know. And so I'm going to do one more thing. I'm going to send you another text message. 1 second here, okay? Okay, so now I just sent you one more text, and it's a simple reminder to be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker, and I provide your phone their phone number just in case, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No.
Okay, if that's the case, I want to say thank you for allowing me to help you get signed up to receive a possible settlement from the Roundup lawsuit. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place, the very fact that you used Roundup and unknowingly was exposed to a chemical that contributed or increased your chances of developing non-Hodgkin lymphoma, which you did. Fortunately, you're about to get legal representation from a reputable, experienced law firm. They're a national firm. They have experience litigating against billion-dollar corporations, and they have success in doing getting plaintiffs like yourself settlements or getting money compensated. They provide excellent service, and be on the lookout for their call. If you have no other questions, again, thank you for letting me help you. I want to wish you a good day and a good rest of the week.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it. And you have a blessed weekend too. A blessed week.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Take care and bye for now.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.